Teen Time Presents Podcast on Demand. Log on to podcast.rthk.hk. Teen Time Podcast on Demand.
Good evening, Team Timers. That, of course, was a snatch of the best-known song from the soundtrack of Dirty Dancing, Time of Our Lives. A big hello from me, Andrew Dembina. Glad to be back with you, reporting on Around Town on Team Time every Tuesday. So, Dirty Dancing, it's on at the Cultural Centre. It's had a rapturous response. The season has been extended. We're going to hear all about it from its two principal cast members. But first, a word from its director.
Hi there, I'm Alan Swerdlow, and I'm the resident director for Dirty Dancing, currently in Hong Kong. We've taken exactly what's in the film, and we've transferred it onto the stage, but with the addition of three extra scenes. So, in a sense, the audience gets the DVD extras or the director's cut, because they were scenes that were written for the movie, were filmed, but were chopped out in the editing process. The story deals with the coming age of Baby Houseman. She goes with her family off to Kellerman's Resort, upstate New York, with her entire family for a summer vacation. And there she meets the handsome, enigmatic, and charismatic dance instructor, Johnny. And Johnny Castle wins her heart.
Are there any subplots, or do we go into much of the other characters?
Well, we get to know some of the other characters, and of course the secondary characters that are important there is Penny, Johnny's partner as a dance instructor. She's got some problems of her own, which are dealt with during the course of the show. There are Baby's parents. Their relationship is going through a little bit of a rocky patch. And there's Lisa, who is Baby's sister, who's got problems of her own as well. That there are a lot of peripheral characters. There's Max, the man, the genial host who runs the resort, and there's his grandson, whom they are trying to get Baby to take an interest in.
Now, as well as these other scenes which were originally filmed but not put into the movie version, I've heard that there are some pretty spectacular special effects on stage which make this different from other stage productions.
Because it's adapted from a movie, we needed to keep up that sense of moving swiftly from one scene, one location to the next. The scenes are pretty short, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes at the most. So you've got to be able to change location very, very quickly. We do this with projections and LED displays. It's absolutely up-to-the-minute technology. It hasn't been seen in Hong Kong before, or pretty much anywhere else, I think. Cost an absolute fortune, and is dazzling in the way it moves.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting, just from a high-tech point of view, for teenage and young 20-somethings to watch. What else would you say it would offer to this age group of audience?
Yes, music from the 60s, the early 60s, but it is treated in such a way that it has a very, very current sound and a very current feel. And there's, of course, the emotional content, which I think everybody who sees the show either identifies with Baby or they identify with Johnny. The guys want to be Johnny Castle, the girls want to be Baby Houseman, and there's this immediate feeling that, hey, it's my story up there on the stage.
Now, you have already started. What has the audience reaction been like so far?
Fantastic. They scream, they shout. A lot of them have seen the movie, so they know the lines and they chant them with the actors when they come, which is great. We love that.
Hi, my name's Bryony Whitfield, and I'm playing Baby. Yeah, I watched the film when I was probably about 12, and I remember the music, the dancing, Jennifer Grey's curly hair, and I remember the lift. So when the audition came round, I had to audition for it, because, I mean, as a dancer, I was like, I want to be in a dancing show, and I never thought it would be possible that I would land the lead, because when I went into the audition, I was never expecting that. And when I did, it was overwhelming. You know, every show that you do in your career, strengthens you as a performer and challenges you in ways that you could never imagine. And my dream was when I was young to be in Cats, and I landed that as my first professional show, and I kind of thought, where to from here? And then I did Phantom, which was also a fantastic experience. And then when I landed the lead role in Dirty Dancing, I was speechless. And this is the first time Dirty Dancing is in Asia, and it's just so fantastic that I can be a part of that. In this industry, the more you can do, the better. You have to try and do different skills and keep training and keep motivated. You can't just think of, this is the show that I'm in. You've got to be still thinking about, you know, singing lessons and all of those sort of things to keep yourself as a performer at top peak at all times. That's how I got into Dirty Dancing. I was performing in Phantom, and during the day I was having callbacks as coming back to, you know, audition for Baby, and then I was performing at nighttime as one of the ballet dancers in Phantom. But it's always fantastic. You just got to get enough sleep.
And have an alert brain.
Yes, and eat right because, yeah, all the, I mean, we have to, our bodies are our tools and our instruments, so we have to look after ourselves. Well, Baby is 17, so I just love that she's quite fun and geeky, and she's not scared to have fun and look a little bit like foolish. And I mean, she meets this hunky man, and I think one of my favorite parts in the show is when she is learning how to dance with Johnny. I think that's a lot of fun.
Now we're going to move on to someone who was just smiling back here when Bryony was talking about the hunk. Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Gareth Daly, and I'm playing Johnny Castle. He's had a kind of rough upbringing, and he carries this stigma amongst his colleagues of being this like ladies' man, and he's a bit of a pack leader. And I suppose the story is about him and Baby, and Baby teasing the kind of vulnerable and the vulnerable side of him out. My favourite part of the show is possibly at the beginning of Time of My Life, at the end of the production. Throughout the show, people are anticipating the final song, and when the band strike up and play it, you can just feel the atmosphere, and it's electric. I sometimes feel like there's a sing-along thing on the projection screens, projection screens on the back with like a bouncy ball going along. But I love it. It creates such an awesome atmosphere, and it just amps us up.
Have you ever had to actually wait for the audience to finish something before you carry on?
Yeah.
Final question to you both. Any words of advice for the budding musical actor or actress out there?
My advice is to keep focused. It's hard work, determination, and dedication.
You know, if you sow good seeds, you will reap the rewards. Don't try and take shortcuts, because you'll always benefit putting all the effort in and the dedication and the hard work. You will be successful.
So don't just sign up for whatever your country is has got talent and expect it to go from there.
Absolutely not. And if you want any direct advice, myself and Bryony, we're both on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter at Bailey_photo, or you can find me on Facebook at Gareth Bailey.
I'm on Facebook at Bryony Lara Whitfield, and my Twitter account is at Bryony Lara. If you've come to see the show, let us know. We like feedback, and audience are important to us.
Dirty Dancing runs till May the 12th at the Grand Theatre of the Hong Kong Cultural Centre. Find out more at www.dirtydancingasia.com. Book tickets at www.herbtix.hk or get them at Tom Lee Music Stores. That's all from around town with me, Andrew Dembina. Until next Tuesday evening, listen back to this report on our online archive at rthk.hk/special/teamtimes.